Fields on 88 FM on a Tuesday afternoon, inviting you to take it easy, and that's what we'd like you to do as we head on back towards Ballito if you've been out and about. Kind of drive time now, and that's why we kept the interview with the two lovely lasses from the Miss Ballito competition till after 4 o'clock. I made a mistake earlier on and told people you'd be here at 3 o'clock, so I'm sorry if you've been waiting patiently. Now your patience has paid off, because in the studio is Boalia Gumede, aka Sam Hazard, and Shane Badenhorst, aka Chain. How about that? Just gave you that one for nothing.
Hello.
Okay, now let's just find out a little bit about this journey. Mandy, my co-host, she has experience in this game. She's been on the platform that you guys are on now and knows all of this, the kind of tricks. So, and then she said to me, how are you going to approach this interview? And I said, well, you know, I'll draw on my wealth of experience, having been an entrant in many beauty competitions in my time. She said, rubbish. So, all right, Mandy, over to you.
Oh, well, ladies, I wanted to know from you, what was the essence or the drive behind entering for you? As personally, what made you say let me be part of Miss Ballito?
Hey, hang on a second. What's going on? That's going on. Oh, I didn't have you
Hello.
Engaged.
Now we can hear you.
Now we can hear you. There it is.
Thanks, guys. So I think for me, the biggest thing was I've always wanted to make a difference and push myself out there. I've always wanted to use a platform to encourage other girls that are going through like the same experience, just to get involved with the community, do something new. I think for me, every time I enter pageants, I come out a bit stronger and a bit of a better person. Like, I meet a lot of new girls. It's a lot of great experiences. I think you get involved with so many people in your community. I mean, the people that you meet is amazing.
Like, yes.
The people that you reach out to in the community, I mean, the things that you get involved with is such an experience. I said, I think I even spoke to Shan, that's also doing Mrs. South Africa, and I said to her, you know, just the experience of getting involved is so amazing. I mean, the kids you meet, the people you meet, the girls you meet during the competition is like such a fun experience. It's like a family. It's quite a good journey.
It's important.
You say every time you enter, how many times have you entered the competition?
I haven't entered. This is my first time entering Miss Ballito, but I haven't been involved with pageants since I was 14. So this is just something I like doing. But I think the last pageant I did was in 2019, so this is like me getting back into pageantry.
So, post-COVID pageant.
Yeah, just getting so back into it again.
Huge experience. And Sam, for you, is it the same?
So when it comes to me, apart from like trying to have fun, getting to meet new people, getting involved with the community, okay, that's the best part though. But then again, the other thing is that I wanted to strengthen my advocacy. So, which happens to be inspired by a young girl who was being raped at a young age. So, she grew up to come to realize that she was being abused after she grew up, because apparently parents don't really speak about things like this to their kids and all that. So, I was inspired by that because it's someone that is close to me. And then I said, okay, why not try to enter a pageant? They present a lot of issues because people haven't seen how this field tackles such kind of problems and all that. So I said, why not
make a difference? Because if you are a finalist, or even if you do win it, you can make a great difference in the community. And, you know, as Dave was just discussing it with me just now, that it's beauty, external beauty and internal. It's not just about external and it's not just about internal. You have to be a representative of what is a beautiful young woman. How does she conduct herself? How does she do her hair? Is she proud of herself? Does she have beautiful
but
nails?
But now we're talking about beauty, and you said it wasn't about beauty.
Yes, but it's also then
what
about
do you think,
heart
ladies,
and soul.
How much of the what do you think the judges are looking for?
I think the judges are looking for someone that can convey self-confidence, to give younger girls self-confidence. I think the biggest thing young girls, especially in school, face is self-confidence. I know I struggled with that in high school.
Never.
Just believing in myself.
Never.
I did. So
listen to you.
In high school, I did not believe in myself.
Really?
I was struggling in school. I gave up a little, thinking I couldn't do it. Then I left school. I started studying. Started getting 80s in school. I started believing in myself. I started, you know, like believing in myself in a way I wish I did when I was younger. So I think Miss Ballito is giving younger girls someone to look up to. Even if you don't believe in yourself, just know Miss Ballito believes in you.
Yeah.
So it's someone that you can look up to know that you know, you can do better because she did better.
So the judges, you think, are looking for someone that has...
Someone that can be a role model for someone younger than them. And, yeah.
And you say that you didn't have that confidence. How did you grow in that regard?
I think for me, it's seeing is believing. I think when you push yourself out of your comfort zone, that's the only time you will realize that you can actually do it.
What made you push yourself out of the
comfort? So my dad passed away in matric, and that gave me an opportunity to go study. So when he passed away, that gave us the funding for me to go study, and I never thought I could go study. So doing that, it became something to do for not only myself, but for my dad, for my mom. It gave me to do it for someone else. And that's when I pushed myself. And when I pushed myself, that's only when I realized, wow, okay, I actually can do this and I can do well in this. And that is like the turning point for me, is like when I stopped doing it for myself and someone else. And I think that's the biggest thing, is once you see it, you can believe it.
That's an inspiring message. And Sam, presumably, and it's kind of tough being interviewed on radio, and I understand you must be kind of nervous, but you're acquitting yourselves both with such aplomb, you don't seem nervous at all. But I can see the little signs, so I don't want you to be nervous. I'll just answer the question. You obviously come from you said that your close friend has had that terrible story, and you want to make a difference. Have you ever had anything seriously challenging to rise above in your life that's given you that upward mobility?
Oh, yeah, actually, that is a very good question. So, like, I had a friend of mine. So she was like a close friend of mine. We used to get along and all that. This is why people say that people should mind how they speak to others, because that is going to determine how that person feels, and apparently what you say is going to affect that person for a long lifetime. So a friend of mine commented actually about my laughter. She literally like said, oh, please don't laugh, you look ugly when you do that. And then I looked at her, and then she repeated to say, don't laugh widely, like where you laugh. You know, when you feel like you want to laugh, this makes you laugh and you really want to laugh. And she says that. So I lived my life from, I think it was in grade 8. Yes, from grade 8, every single time I laugh, I have to cover my face. Oh, I'm going to look down or something like that.
She gave you a complex. And you had to rise above that now, because you're entering a competition where you have no choice but to embrace every
choice.
And I don't know why she said that, because I can see you got a gorgeous smile.
Thank you.
Look when you're laughing, even better. This was television, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's very hard. It's very difficult. Like, okay, I've learned to have peace with that. Okay. And I've accepted it. But at some point, there's this kind of days where I want to laugh. I get into conversations. I laugh with people and all that. But now imagine you're having a conversation with someone. They say something that's funny, and then you laugh. You're looking the other way. Yeah. It was difficult.
You're quite right. Kids often say things that deeply hurt, and almost psychologically, the repercussions of that, unless you are confronted by a role model who's prepared to speak out and to say,
no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Words, etc. You'll always have, but the idea is to believe in yourselves.
Yes.
And that's what I'm getting from this conversation in terms of the personal growth that you've experienced. The competition itself, there's 16 entrants, and obviously all of them have a story to tell. Why, I'm just going to ask now individually, starting with Shane, why do you think you should win?
Thank you for the question. I think the reason that I should win is because I believe that Miss Belito is a platform to just be yourself, be unique, be beyond the beauty standard. And I think I'm someone that goes beyond the beauty standard. I'm not the skinniest girl. I have tattoos. I have epilepsy. I'm not the tallest girl. I have braces. I have insecurities. And I've struggled with mental health. I've struggled with a lot of things in my life. But I never let that change who I am. I will hold myself the same way when I speak to every single person. I will always try and make a good impact in everyone's life that I meet. I try and make a good impact in the community. And I feel that Miss Belito is someone that you can consider a friend. and someone that you can look up to. And I feel that I can be that. I feel that with Miss Belito, I can not only be a role model, but I can be a friend to those that look at me. You know, someone that meets me will feel that it was comfortable speaking to me, that I'm someone that they can relate to, whether it's something painful, whether it's something good, that it's someone that they can relate to. Because when you look at someone that's on that platform, you want to relate to them in some way, somehow.
So you really want to make a difference?
I really do. I think everyone that enters this competition really, really wants to make a difference, whether it's a small difference, a big difference, every difference counts.
And it's good to be beautiful. Yeah, I'm going back to the outside again. It is good to be beautiful, to look beautiful, and to know you're beautiful. Because if you don't love you, you can't love anyone else. So it's good to know that you girls have the confidence to say, I'm here as a representative. I'm going to change lives. I want to be friends. I want you to see that I'm just a normal, everyday person with problems. But I love being beautiful and being able to be out there. You know.
So yes, I agree with that entirely. Sam, why are you going to win the competition?
Because I preserve a subject that is close to my heart. And also, in this way, I tend to use the platform to ship a message to parents, not only just young parents, also the older ones. So with my advocacy, a lot of parents just carelessly leave their kids with just anyone. So like I said, going back to what I said about a girl who was being molested and all that, so the person that entrusted this child to a security guard, so the security guard, it's the security guard that was abusing this child. And then she had to live with that the whole time. So I'd just like to ship a message to every parent out there, just not to hand out their kids to anyone.
Mm.
It's really, really not safe out there.
Wow. Okay. So very deep and dark almost, but you're the advocate, and you're obviously speaking from the heart, which is marvelous. I think both of you are extraordinary in the sense that here you are in a strange medium and acquitting yourself beautifully. I'm sure the judges are going to be taking cognizance of that as well. And we wish you huge success. And we say this to everyone we meet from the competition, you're our favorites.
But it's wonderful to see young people being in this platform and being in this atmosphere where they actually want to be a role model for other youngsters, because the youngsters' generation, they don't have the drive that it was way back then, and they don't have the direction. So good on you girls.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We wish you huge success, and we're going to be putting this up as a podcast very shortly. So if you would like to share the message a little bit further, you can do that. It'll be available on our platforms, the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. Both of them carry our apps, and of course through our website as well, lifeandstyle.fm. We've been speaking to Shanae Badenhorst and Sam Gumede. I was going to say Bwalya, but I got it right the second time. Hey, there we go. And both contestants in the 2022 Miss Belito competition. When is the final judging?
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
So the final judging has now been moved to the 1st of September. So it was originally at the end of July, so now the final date's moved to the 1st of September.
Well, we'll be looking forward to getting those results, and we'll certainly be broadcasting them live. And we hope to see you back in the studio afterwards and give us a recap of how the event was, and hopefully you'll be carrying the winners, but both of you. You first and first.
First and first of success. Where is the actual event?
So the actual event has now been moved to, I don't know if Sammy wants to.
No, you can.
Okay. I'm not too sure on the name of how to pronounce it, but we will be posting it on the Miss Belito platforms and things like that. So if anyone does want to buy tickets, get involved, we will be posting it on the Miss Belito platforms. I know all the girls will be posting it on their social medias as well, so everyone can go ahead and start following along with that.
To go along and support.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Thanks so much, guys.
See you there.
Thank you.
You're tuned to 88FM. It's 20 minutes past 4 o'clock, and here is Adele. Beautiful song for beautiful girls.